You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Three straight Premier League defeats without scoring for Leicester. Manchester United have drawn three straight games, though, after establishing a decent run without dropping points. And even though they're unbeaten in 14 Premier League matches, which is the longest current run in the big five European leagues, they've drawn seven of those, Manchester United, and that's taken them out of the title race.
Yeah, it has. But how many chances have I given to Leicester this season? I've looked at chump every game. They're unrecognisable, and it's just players who think they've done all the hard work. We've won the league, you know, we can rest the season. I mean, the form of Jamie Vardy, it's inexplicable. Last season, what a breath of fresh air he was. I loved watching him. He was a sensation. And this season, he doesn't look like a footballer. He looks as though his mind's elsewhere. I cannot believe the difference in one player. Is it, you know, would the signing a new contract and set up for life make that much of a difference on a player? It certainly seems that way. And, you know, to be honest, I mentioned that Arsene Wenger's been getting an easy ride. Well, that guy's been getting an easy ride because he hasn't tried a leg this season, it seems. Sensational player last season, but this time around. I've got to go for United here, just under the even money mark, because I watch Leicester now and I don't see any plan. I don't see any confidence. I don't see any player playing anywhere near the way they played last season. It's got to be United, even though they are not the team I thought they were. I was giving them a big write-up a few weeks ago. I thought I was ahead of the game by saying this is going to be Chelsea's biggest title threat. But since then, they've dropped points after points. The manager looks all at sea. The players seem to be lacking a bit in confidence. I'm taking a bit of a risk here because they're not a team at the moment that you want to be trusting their odds on, but Leicester look there for the taking. So I'm going to go for United. It's just under the even money mark.
7-10 Manchester United to win the game. Mentioned Jamie Vardy there, Derek. And I think, Tom, with Vardy, he's like the man that's climbed Everest and then thought, well, that's it now, and just thrown himself off.
Well, yeah, you know, I pointed out earlier in the season when I turned on the TV in the morning and I'm watching him in his back garden of his mock Tudor mansion playing football with Piers Morgan. I'm thinking the game's gone. It's absolutely gone. I mean, you know, it was always going to happen. It's because, Leicester weren't a 5,000-to-1 shot. They were a 1,000,000-to-1 shot. You know, everything that came round for them last season, as soon as it started to fall to pieces, this was probably going to be the inevitable result. And, you know, I said it last week, but Ranieri doesn't know how to solve this problem now. He's got absolutely zero idea. The recruitment has not been good enough. And, you know, generally, I think all Leicester fans are still walking around in a little bit of a daze. I might be talking for all of them here, but, you know, I think they're still on cloud nine from last season, which I understand. It would be the same if it was my team doing that. So, you know, everyone keeps saying, well, Leicester aren't out of it. They're in trouble. And I still think there's been an air from them that, no, it'll be fine. But I'm looking at mistake after mistake. I'm looking at players that maybe are wishing that they had have made a move when they could have and didn't. There's a lot for Leicester to kind of sort out here. But this game for me is not really about Leicester. It's about Manchester United. And it's actually about them putting on a performance that actually suggests they are up to the challenge of being in that top four this season. You know, I still think they've got a good chance. But they've dropped so many points now. They've drawn so many games that they should really have been winning, no more so than the game in midweek. And again, Mourinho I still don't think that side is fluent in any way whatsoever. And it goes for a lot of the challenges behind Chelsea. And, you know, I've got to be with Manchester United here because I cannot be with Leicester. But I think there'll be a few goals in this game. I can't trust either defence again. You know, how many teams do we talk about in the Premier League where we think, well, they're always likely to concede, but they've got a bit of firepower. And I think Leicester, in this kind of match, you know, I think they can cause Manchester United some problems. I certainly think they can get on the score sheet. I don't think it'll be like the Man City game and they're suddenly going to produce a victory. But I think they'll probably rise to this occasion as well. You know, the big game, the focus is on them. But they need a result, and I still don't think they realise that they're in a scrap. So I think there's goals in this one. I'm going to go for Manchester United and over 2.5 goals. And I also think, looking at the way Leicester have conceded goals, you also play Manchester United, both teams, to score at 3-2, which I think is good. But I also think that the way Leicester have been conceding those particularly kind of set pieces, I think Zlatan will awake from his slumber in this game as well. 23-20, I don't think it's a bad price for him anytime. Just because he's gone off the boil, and you get a bit of a boosted price than you would have maybe a month ago.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.